Hello, everyone. This is Nikki Bruno with the Epic Comeback Podcast, where warrior women who have gone through absolute caca give you advice on how to get to the other side of yours. And we are here today with Padma Ali, who I can guarantee you is an absolute warrior. Thank you so much for being with us, Padma.
Thank you so much, Nikki, for having me here. I'm so excited to share.
It is so my pleasure. And we're going to get started, right started in with Padma. Would you please tell us in a couple of sentences, who are you, where are you from, and how do you keep yourself super busy during the day?
Good question. My name is Padma Ali, and I'm a relationship and life coach. And I live in Boston with my family. I have two kids, 5-year-old and a 2-year-old. And I keep myself busy by doing, basically my whole mission in life is to serve. And serving women, be their themselves so they can make an impact in the world is what I'm very passionate about. And that's what keeps me busy.
That is so fantastic. I love it. So Padma, this is a podcast about and for women who've gone through some tough stuff. So would you please summarize what you went through and what was the worst part of it?
So in my early 20s, I was diagnosed with an autoimmune that made me sick for a very, very long time. I was bedridden for 5 years. And at the same time, my husband was diagnosed with lymphoma. So it was a very difficult time in our lives. At the same time, you know, that was very hard. I went through like blood transfusion. It was like one of the worst times in my life, mainly because I had lost hope. I had lost the hope to live. And it was a very, very difficult time period for both of us. We were newly married, and through that experience came the silver lining of where we are today. Like, it brought in so many different avenues of working through the mind and the body and bringing in awareness to people around how to live a wellness lifestyle, how the body and mind are so impacted. But it took a while. It took a while to get there. And which is one of the reasons we had children so late in our life. I'm 43 right now. And but it's been one of the most epic journeys. I think it's really opened up amazing doors. I wouldn't be doing what I'm doing today without that.
Mm-hmm. Yes. And I'm noticing that that's a bit of a theme is that women who have been through something extremely challenging and potentially life shattering have gotten to the other side and have found just incredible fulfillment in helping other people go on similar journeys. Right. Let me ask you this, Padma. So you alluded to this a little bit. It takes a real warrior. That's what we talk about on this podcast, to get to that other side. And clearly you're on it right now, you and your husband and your family. What is the best thing about being in that place where you're on the other side of such difficulty?
You know, the gifts that have come from that journey is what I can really relate to at this point. I no longer have the identity of a sick person. I used to have the identity of a sick person. Even after I got better, there were many years I lived in fear of being sick because it was an autoimmune. I never knew when it would come back. And so just that very one piece of having worked through that and feeling like I can do anything. Once you've been through that and once you're like, you know, this is, you can do anything in life. And that's the best piece about being on the other side. The fear is gone.
That is epic. That is the definition of epic. Living without fear and I can do anything. I got there. I'm there. And it's also interesting what you said about, kind of shedding the identity of a sick person, which lasted longer than the actual sort of physical period of your illness.
Right. Yes. Yeah. Yeah. And, you know, fear does come up, but I remind myself, you know, when you've gone through that, like, you can go through anything. And what's the worst that can happen, right? Like, when you've been through the lowest points in your life, you know that there's nothing more that can come from it. Mm.
Now, Padma, what I'm going to ask you now is, who are some other brave warriors like you, women you know who have gone through difficulty, maybe women you've worked with, and who have come out on the other side, and they really should be on this podcast?
Well, I have a couple of women in mind. One woman, her name is Funmi, she goes by Marianne or Funmi. And there is, do you want me to tell you a little bit about her or like just give the names and...
Maybe just a little tidbit and then we can move on.
So she had a child, she has a child who had similar health issues, and then she created this whole business from that. And I will give you her contact info.
Awesome.
And Angela Noel, you know Angela? Yes.
I do, and Angela, awesome, yes. Fantastic. So the next question is, Padma, what is one piece of advice that you would give to other women who are going through the muck, the caca right now to help them get to that other side?
So the biggest piece of advice is to trust. Trust that the universe, the divine, whatever you subscribe to, is here to support you. That's one of the things that will help them, help you get through the other side, because when you trust and know that this is a short-lived journey, whatever you're experiencing is short-lived. Change is all that is permanent. That's all there is. Change is always happening. And if you can remember that, you're not stuck in it forever. And get support, get help, get other people to support you. The last piece is removing the identity. I think the identity of whatever you're going through, we get so caught up in what we are experiencing, we can't see the other side. So if you can remember that this is not your identity forever, that will help get you to the other side. One last piece is to forgive. Forgiveness was one of the major things I had to, forgiving myself, forgiving others, not holding on to anger. That is one of the biggest things that will help you get to the other side.
That is such fantastic and inspiring and specific advice, Padma. Thank you so much for that. I love the part about identity and removing something that happens to you doesn't have to become who you are.
Right.
That's huge. That's huge. So the last question we have here is, since this podcast is all about being epic, if you could have any superpower, Padma, what would it be?
I want so many superpowers, but the main one would be to make the planet pristine again, to protect the planet. Like, I am super passionate about, if this is our home, if we can protect it, if we can honor it, that's what I would want superpowers to do that.
Love that answer. Love it. So Padma, thank you so much for being with us. How can we find you online?
So my website is padmaali.com and Instagram is padmaali. I have a Facebook page, which is Wellbeing with Padma.
Wellbeing with Padma. Fantastic. And I can vouch for the work that Padma does. It's absolutely incredible. Thank you again for being with me, Padma. And this is Nikki Bruno with the Epic Comeback Podcast. If you're looking for more ideas on how to stage an epic comeback in your life after a life-shattering experience, go to theepiccomebackpodcast.com.